Look, if you've been into the city itself, the CBD recently, you'll know that the massive infrastructure change that is the light rail project is playing more than a little havoc with traffic and pedestrians alike. Now, the plan, of course, was for some short-term pain, for long-term gain, but the project suffered from delays and setbacks and most recently some very significant rumours of internal squabbles. Newly elected City of Sydney Councillor Philip Salas, he's a registered architect. He has 30 years' experience in the design of public space, infrastructure and heritage adaptation. He's also currently the Deputy Chair of the Transport, Heritage and Planning Subcommittee. Now, Councillor, you obviously have some incredible insights into these large-scale projects. How do you rate the light rail in terms of its problems?
Thanks, Nick. Well, look, plenty of room for improvement. You'd hesitate at this point to give it a score out of 10 because we obviously haven't seen the building of the project yet, but the signs are very unpromising. Really, what Sydney's doing, as opposed to 50 cities across Europe and more than a dozen across the states, is showing how not to build light rail in the city. Light rail should be the most transformative project, working fantastically for transport, of course, taking the congested buses off George Street and the inner city streets, but also pedestrianising and beautifying the streetscape. And instead, what we see is perhaps the uglification of Sydney through the light rail. Obviously, there are lots of the trees on Anzac Parade and around Allison Road, in Devonshire Street, and the lack of new planting in George Street and the like. It's very concerning.
That's certainly been a big contentious point, hasn't it? There was a promise for some significant replanting that just hasn't been delivered by the sounds of it.
I don't know what's wrong with our engineers and bureaucrats here. I tweeted 10 systems around the world with a light rail run through tree-lined streets across pedestrianised squares. We've got this sort of brutal hack mentality towards the tree canopies, but also not allowing new trees to be planted in close proximity to the trams. These trams are, that they pedestrianise areas. They make the city centres more beautiful. You go to so many examples in Europe, whether they're on boulevards or pedestrianised streets, they actually are completely transformative for the whole quality of the urban domain. That's not what we're getting here due to the very heavy-handed approach of the government.
Certainly when the light rail was first built, there was a sense of it being a bit of a white elephant in terms of how useful it was to Sydneysiders.
No, quite the opposite. In fact, light rail was the most important public transport mode in Sydney between 1880 and the 1950s when they just disinvested in it.
That would have been my talk about the current light rail system. My apologies. Yeah. You are correct when we're talking about the earlier tram systems. Look, is Sydney getting itself another monorail?
Well, it will be a far more effective transport system. The monorail was always a Mickey Mouse thing. I remember assessing it back in the mid-80s, and it was clearly a joke. No city in the world's putting the monorail as serious transport. The problem here is that instead of getting a beautiful light rail, we're actually getting a street train. Very few cities in the world have got a 67-metre-long train effectively put into the streets. Most light rail systems are 30 to 45 metres long, and the key thing is that they run frequently. So you should, if you miss one, you should see the next one just at the next stop. When you have a longer tram, you run it less often. So it's lose-lose. It's actually less overall capacity and devastating in the streets because it's so long. It's the length of a city block.
That actually sounds ridiculous. I can't believe that. That's sort of what the planning structure is for that.
Well, why are we copying Marrakesh when we could be copying Paris, or London or Lyon, Bordeaux, any of these more progressive cities, and Zurich, lots of Swiss examples?
Well, I know City of Sydney itself, the council, is taking a fairly strong approach to this, and certainly Lord Mayor Clover Moore is quite vocal about believing that the project is not living up to what has been promised.
Well, she's very right to be saying that, and the city's actually taken the leadership role in the design and, in fact, public investment, putting $220 million, a huge amount, towards the beautification of George Street and right down to Central Station, which included high-quality paving, beautifully designed minimalist stops, a wonderful ground plane. We're not getting those things through the deal that the government has signed with our train. There's a real problem of lack of governance or lack of leadership by the state government. They don't seem to know how to frame the contract.
Councillor, just finally, can the project be rescued, in your opinion?
well, they need to have a shorter tram. They need to have an unengineering approach. There's clearly problems with the contract. Come on, state government. You're meant to be the experts in this. It's critical you get it right. And the last thing we want is a project that actually turns people off light rail for a generation because it's so ineptly delivered.